You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the Packernet Podcast. I am your host and resident panelist, as always, Ryan Schlipp. Check us out online, packernet.com. Find me on Twitter, pack_data. Well, part of this is necessity. Part of it is just what me doing what I want to do. The goal was, let's do edge rushers and then we'll move on. I just want to move on. That doesn't mean we won't talk about it. I've been so dug into this little project, I feel like I haven't had my head up to actually catch a breath and actually see what's going on. And I want to make sure we've got a couple days to be able to do that. And so when it comes to what I want to do the next couple of days, I guess I want to get caught up and I want to bring you with me. You know what I mean? Let's just explore what's going on. And, this whole podcast thing is just, I'm a Packer fan. I'm a diehard Packer fan. I'm a diehard NFL draft fan. I'm a big NFL fan. And I just want to know stuff. And so it's not even just like, well, I'm going to go learn stuff so I can put together a podcast. No, let's just go learn stuff. Let's go see what's going on out there. We'll do it together. One thing that's just been sitting here forever, it's kind of random, but somebody brought it up a long time ago. I said I'd look into it, and it's just been sitting here. I'm not going to go down some tirade or whatever. We've done that already. But one of the things I've mentioned is, don't tell me what the Packers have an aversion to. Tell me what the Packers have an aversion to in relation to every other team in the NFL. If you tell me the Packers have an aversion to 25-year-olds, my answer is duh. So do all 32 teams. But the question is, how less likely is it the Packers will draft at old players compared to other players? So this was actually a very easy project to figure out. I look back, I think it was just over Gutekunst's tenure to see what age, the average age that teams draft at. And so, for example, the team that drafts the oldest players is the Raiders, 22.7 years old. The team that is, drafts the youngest players is Cleveland, the only team that has an average under 22 years old, which is pretty wild. The Packers, are not at the bottom. In other words, they're not one of the teams that drafts typically younger players. In fact, they're closer to the top. They are the, sixth oldest drafting team. Now, there's not a huge gap in any of this, but the Packers' average age is 22.574. It's actually tied for fifth with Chicago. Now, there's different ways you can do it. You know, drafting older-ish or having an older average doesn't necessarily mean drafting older. And that's true. So what I did was sort of create a second thing. How many times does a team draft a player that is 23 years old or older? The lowest is, it's a tie, Cleveland and the Chargers with 12. The highest, the Green Bay Packers with 33. Now, the Packers also have the most picks in the entire NFL with 61. So if you do it as a percentage, the Packers draft players that are 23 years old or older 54% of the time. That's third behind the Raiders and the 49ers, and that's it. So I do very briefly want to just bring this back around to what I was talking about with the thresholds thing. Is it true that the Packers very rarely draft older players? Yes. Is it true that every NFL team very rarely drafts older players? And in fact, actually, if you think about it, if we say 23 is old, it's actually not true. Almost half the league does it about half the time. And the Packers actually do it more than half the time. But again, there is a big difference between a team usually doesn't do it and the team won't do it because they don't usually do it. Because the fact of the matter is, if somebody is 23 years old, 24 years old, whatever, somebody's going to draft them. Are the Packers less likely or more likely or as likely? In this case, if you're talking 23 or older as a general category, the Packers are one of the most likely teams. Now, just for fun, let's do 24 years old. In that case, the Packers do drop a little bit. They have done it 7 times. That puts them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th. 7th most. 11.48% of the time, they draft a 24-year-old. That puts them 17th. All right, let's do 25 now. 25-year-olds, as I said, almost nobody ever does it. The highest is the Rams. They've done it 3 times out of 59 picks. It's 5% of the time. The Packers are 6th highest in drafting 25-year-olds. You know how many times they've done it? Twice. So that's what I'm talking about. When you say 25-year-olds, the Packers, if you just look at it, and I say this about a billion different things, we get so stuck on just the Packers. It's useless if you don't look at all 32 teams. I don't want to hear people talk about the Packers, the Packers. Give me it in the context of other teams. The Packers have only drafted 25-year-olds 2 times out of 61, which is 3.28%. Therefore, they're very unlikely to actually draft this player. No, they're very unlikely to draft 25-year-old. Like every team in the NFL is unlikely to draft 25-year-olds. But there is a 25-year-old, and he's sitting right there. Are the Packers more, less, or equal to, in terms of likelihood, to draft that person? More. They're one of only 5 teams to do it more than once. About half the league has never done it in that span of time. So if you want to talk about Indy, Denver, New Orleans, Carolina, Washington, Philly, Cincinnati, Atlanta, Kansas City, Jacksonville, Tennessee, the Chargers, Buffalo, or Cleveland and say they never do it, that's fine. But first of all, just because they haven't doesn't mean they won't. But it's possible that some of these teams within there have just said we're not doing 25-year-olds. So you could at least have that conversation. With the Packers, you cannot. If you were having a discussion about which team is most likely to draft this 25-year-old, the Packers would be in that discussion. Now, let's look at the reverse side. What else do we know about the Packers? They like young players, right? Younger the better. They can get 20, man, they love that. Okay, so does everybody. How many times have the Packers drafted somebody that is 21 years old or younger? The answer is 7 times. That accounts for 11.48%. You know where that puts them? The 5th lowest. 5th lowest in terms of how often they draft players that are 21 or younger. Again, do the Packers like to draft younger players? Of course. Do they do it more often than drafting older players? Yes. Should we then conclude that the Packers will not do it? No. So anyways, there's that. All right, the next thing I wanted to do to kind of get my footing here is I wanted to go through the last 24 hours of mock drafts and look at some of the more reputable sites and or people doing the mocks and just look for things that are out of the ordinary because, again, I've kind of got burned into my head as much as I mock people that have that sort of that'll never happen mentality. I think we all get that. We see somebody getting mocked 4 spots away from where they are on the consensus board, and it's like, that'll never happen. Now, a lot of the consensus board is going to be accurate. They're going to be drafted right around where everyone expects, but we've got to be prepared for some things to be out of the ordinary. Now, the primary thing I'm looking for, who are some of the names that are slipping into the back of the first round? But we should probably just be aware of everything, including who's falling. So I just want to go through some of the mocks and make some observations. One of them that I can tell you right off the bat, we'll kind of go one through one by one here, but the corners are really shocking me in terms of them falling. I have seen Terrion Arnold drafted as late or later than the Packers, and I have seen Kool-Aid and Nate Wiggins just completely out of the first round at times. So it's not a terrible thing to kind of look at these things and as a thought experiment, kind of like what happened with, you know, Aaron Rodgers, when they last minute were like, wait a minute, what if he falls? What do we do? Just as a thought. For example, let's start with the most recent PFF mock draft, where they have Dallas Turner sliding all the way down to 16. Now, I tend to think Dallas Turner would be a good fit for the Atlanta Falcons at 8, but they have a lot to going at 8. And one of the big questions for pass rushers is once you get past that initial rush of teams that might need pass rushers, there's kind of a lull to where guys may end up falling. What if Dallas Turner is one of those guys? They also have Fashanu at 19. That's a little bit more common, but not usually falling quite that far. So you're looking at 16 to 19, would the Packers be willing to move up for either of those two guys? You've also got, in this particular mock, Jared Verse falling to 23. Now, I'm not super high on Jared Verse, to be honest, but if he was just sitting there at 25 or even, as you said, 23. And in this mock, they do have the Packers taking Nate Wiggins. Now, I've already said Nate Wiggins, in my opinion, and I know he's a little bit underweight, but he's one of the guys that I would have double, triple circled as just making a lot of sense for the Green Bay Packers. But beyond that, they've got Kool-Aid going after. They've got Latham going after. They've got Jackson Powers Johnson going after. So in other words, these are guys that PFF projects to be still on the board. Now, J.C. Latham is generally seen as a guy that goes in the teens. Couple other things to note. Number one, Adonai Mitchell goes 28. Peyton Wilson goes 29. And Ladd McConkey, who has been getting a ton of hype as a first-round prospect. I thought it was just people calling in as Packer fans, just randomly liking Ladd McConkey. Apparently, this has been something that's been circulating for a while as far as him being a potential first-round guy. Rob Rang of Fox Sports. Some of the outliers here. Michael Penix goes 11 to the Minnesota Vikings. Cooper DeJean goes 15, but Quinion goes 17. Jared Verse once again falls into the 20s, something to absolutely keep an eye on. Latu goes 23 to the Vikings, another guy that is expected to be around that range. But, as I mentioned, Terrion Arnold at 22. 22! Look, man, if Terrion Arnold is going to be hanging out in the 20s, I want a piece of that. Beyond that, my guy Zach Frazier, the guard out of West Virginia, 24 to the Dallas Cowboys. The Packers, he has Fashanu going to the Packers, with Nate Wiggins going after. And Kool-Aid lasting all the way to 32. The bottom line is, and well, we're not going to get to the bottom line yet. I got a lot more of these. Man, there is, I don't know if it's just crazy season or what, but there are not a lot of people that are entirely out of range, and there are not a lot of people that, you know, you could go deep into the second round that aren't options. In other words, when you're talking 25, there's got to be 60 prospects, 50 prospects, 40 prospects. I don't know. There's a lot of prospects that are on the board here. Also, aside from Zach Frazier popping into the first round, you've got Chris Jenkins, the defensive lineman out of Michigan, going 28. You've got Keon Coleman going to the Lions at 29. Darius Robinson going 30. Graham Barton, by the way, lasted all the way to 31. 33rd team did a mock draft. They got the Vikings going up for Drake May at 3. Fashanu going 9. So he might be top 10. He might almost fall out of the first round. However, Penix again at 13. We just saw the Vikings taking Penix around that range, or at 13, I think. Now we've got the Raiders taking Penix at 13. Graham Barton is gone at 20. Terrion Arnold again, 22. Brian Robinson lasts all the way to 23. Latu falls to 26. Kool-Aid is at 29. Nate Wiggins is at 31. So he lasts almost out of the first round. And we get this time Adonai Mitchell coming off at 28. Ladd McConkey again at 32. You know, another thing that I'll interject here, we talk about the wide receivers at the top, and you kind of look at it and go, yeah, but there's not a lot of wide receivers that may. So it's kind of unlikely the Packers take a wide receiver at 25 because the top guys are long gone and the other guys are second-round picks. There are a lot of wide receivers that I think are potential late first-round guys. We've already seen Ladd McConkey. We've seen Adonai Mitchell. We've seen Keon Coleman. And I'll tell you what, I went back and watched Xavier Worthy, or I'm sorry, Xavier Leggett. Although Worthy is worth talking about. because everybody is meeting with Xavier Leggett. The Packers met with Xavier Leggett. Let me make a couple proclamations here. I was going to save this for another time. Actually, you know what? Let's just do it now since I'm talking about it. Couple different articles here. One of them matters more than the other, but I'll do this one first since I have it up. Tyler Forness of NFL Draft over at Sports Illustrated. Five prospects who could sneak into round one. You've got Spencer Rattler, doubt it. Marshawn Neyland, absolutely worth talking about. We haven't seen him in these mock drafts, but worth talking about. Christian Haynes, wide receiver Ricky Pearsall, another wide receiver, cornerback Kamari Lassiter, okay? But then you come over here, and this just came out today, for me anyways, Tom Pelissero did one, four potential surprise first rounders. He's got Keon Coleman, who we just mentioned, wide receiver, Junior Colson, linebacker out of Michigan, Kingsley Suamataia, and Xavier Leggett. There's a lot of wide receivers that you could talk about that could be in the first round. And my other proclamation, I would have no issue with Xavier Leggett going to the Packers at 25. I just wouldn't. Now, I'm not going to make any strong proclamations about the other wide receivers yet. I plan on watching them again tonight because the last time I watched them was a long time ago. But I wanted to watch Leggett because he is perfect when you look at him sort of as a prototype. 6'1", 221 pounds, runs a 4.39. But I went and watched him. I watched two different games. And the biggest thing for me is, does he play like that? Does he play like he's 221 pounds and runs a 4.39? And I think he does. Maybe he plays like a guy that's 221 and runs a 4.42, whatever. He is an impressive guy who has impressive hands and makes impressive catches. And, you know, I'm not just trying to make a Xavier Leggett thing, although I kind of am. This is really, you know, again, when you look at wide receivers, even though by the consensus big board rankings, there's really nothing there. I mean, Brian Thomas could potentially fall, unlikely, but potentially. Then you got Adonai Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, Xavier Worthy, Keon Coleman, Xavier Leggett, and Ricky Pearsall. There's also Troy Franklin at 38. Nobody's really mentioned him yet, but I mean, if he's at 38, it's entirely possible. Who's to say Roman Wilson? I mean, there's so many early second round guys with the potential to be in the first round. So I just thought I'd go ahead and mention that real quick. Let's continue on. Actually, you know what? Let's take a break. We got a bunch more mock drafts to go through real quick. Remember to check out Fogo. I don't remember if I said that at the beginning of this, but Fogo is going to be giving away two $125 gift cards. All you got to do is go over to the form that I have to fill out. It's all over social media. If you can't find it, reach out to me. I will send you the form. Just fill it out. It's who are they picking and in what round? Who's second pick? What round? Third pick? What round? That's going to be scored. And then the two highest scores are getting $125 Fogo DeShone gift cards. Place is fantastic. You'll definitely want to check it out. Even if it's a little bit of a drive, it is worth it. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/built for us. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns.
Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Sports Illustrated's Connor Orr also has the Vikings going up to 3 to get Drake May, has Bo Nix at 10. That's the other thing that's crazy about this is the quarterback thing. I've seen predictions like, six quarterbacks are going to go in the first round. We've seen Penix going in the top 15. We've now seen Bo Nix go in the top 15, which I'm basically on record saying I am fine with Bo Nix going 10. The other thing that's crazy about this, Bo Nix goes 10, J.J. McCarthy, 13. Goes to the Raiders at 13. He has Jordan Morgan going at 14. Dallas Turner once again makes it to 23. Tyler Guyton going to the Packers at 25. That's becoming the new popular pick for the Packers is Tyler Guyton. I don't know exactly when that started. I've noticed over the last couple weeks that has been the main pick for the Packers is Tyler Guyton. Troy Fautanu. Pretty sure that's what it is. He makes it to 26, so past the Packers. Brian Thomas, wide receiver, to 28. So again, and this might be a stupid mock, I get it, but another wide receiver that it's not impossible makes it there. Some other really surprising things in this mock. Again, Zach Frazier at 29. I'm super excited about the Zach Frazier love. Ennis Rakestraw at 30. You know how I feel about Rakestraw. I'm a fan. Michael Penix at 32. And wide receiver Adonai Mitchell at 27. Next mock, Pete Prisco over at CBS. He has the Bears at 9 taking Chop Robinson. I almost guarantee that's going to happen because I like Chop Robinson. The Bears always take the guys that I like, and they don't usually pan out because I'm bad at this. So I would cry, and then I would be happy about it. He has the Vikings taking Michael Penix at 11. You know what else is interesting? Just pause for a minute. The only corner. He's not always the number one corner, but he's the only guy that nobody thinks is getting past like 14. Quinyon Mitchell. I might end up eating my words here. He's the only guy that seems like the Packers have zero shot with. J.C. Latham at 22, so in range. Not that I think he's a prime target, but he's there. Nate Wiggins at 23. Tyler Guyton, 24. Graham Barton, 25 to the Packers. Brian Thomas, the wide receiver out of LSU, 26. By the way, Troy Franklin, the other wide receiver I said we haven't seen yet in the first round, here he is at 28. Another wide receiver right in range potentially for the Packers. I mean, again, the odds that the Packers are going to take somebody, if you want to worry about the position, what position they're going to take, one of the easiest things to do is look at all the positions or look at all the potential prospects and find out what positions are most prevalent. If you'd have asked me not too long ago, I would have said wide receiver is not it. It's probably offensive line or something. Corner, right? Bunch of corners. Kool-Aid, Cooper, Clemson guy, Nate Wiggins. But if you expand out your search going all the way from Brian Thomas through like the top 60, it's got to be wide receiver. So again, the odds that the Packers have wide receiver as their top option by the time 25 rolls around, I'm not going to say it's a good chance, but it's certainly not a bad chance. Then at 29, he has Jaden Hicks. No freaking thank you. At 29. Watch, we end up taking Jaden Hicks now. You got Cooper DeJean at 30. I'm going to keep saying that until somebody officially tells me that's wrong, as much as it's like nails on a chalkboard saying it. Jordan Morgan at 31. Patrick Paul at 32. This is like my least favorite mock draft ever. Jaden Hicks, 29. Cooper makes it to 30. Jordan Morgan at 31 and Patrick Paul at 32. Yikes. By the way, not included in this mock, Kool-Aid McKinstry and Jackson Powers Johnson. Also, Adonai Mitchell and Ladd McConkey, who are currently consensus top 32. Adonai Mitchell is currently consensus 28, Ladd McConkey 32. But Kool-Aid just not even in this first round at all, nor is Powers Johnson. These are all just mocks in the last 24 hours, by the way. I'm not looking at mocks from August. Gordon McGinnis at PFF. Vikings get J.J. McCarthy at 4. Cooper comes off the board at 15. Troy Franklin, wide receiver out of Oregon, goes 23. Graham Barton to the Packers. Jared Verse makes it to 26. Ladd McConkey goes 27. Penix, 28. Nate Wiggins falls to 29. Kool-Aid falls to 30. I mean, it's almost becoming like a consensus that Kool-Aid not only is going to be there, it's just a question of the odds are he's going to be there after the Packers pick, which didn't used to be the case not very long ago. Now, and again, we got Jordan Morgan going at 31. We got Tyler Guyton making it to 32. There was no Chop Robinson in this first-round mock draft or Adonai Mitchell. Charlie Campbell at Walter Football. Vikings again for J.J. McCarthy. Has Bo Nix going at 12. Quinyon Mitchell makes it to 22. That's about as far as I've seen him so far. Nate Wiggins, 23. Has the Packers taken Cooper. Brian Thomas, wide receiver out of LSU, 28. I mean, it's not even controversial at this point to say Brian Thomas will be there in and around 25. Michael Penix, quarterback out of Washington, goes 30. Kingsley Suamataia goes 32. Graham Barton, not in this first round. Walter Cherepinski of Walter Football also has J.J. McCarthy going 4 to the Vikings. He has Bo Nix going 12 and Michael Penix going 13. You know how amazing that would be? So we've got Caleb 1, Jaden 2, Drake 3, J.J. 4, Bo 12, and Penix 13. That's 6 quarterbacks going in the top 13. That would be the absolute best possible case scenario. The only thing better is that it's the Giants that actually get up to 4 and get McCarthy, and it's the Vikings that end up taking Penix. Not Bo Nix, Penix. A little scared of Bo Nix. He's got Graham Barton going at 20. Packers take Guyton. Brian Thomas, 28. Quinyon Mitchell, 30. Quinyon Mitchell, 30. Jerzon Newton, 31. Again, Kingsley Suamataia falling into the first round. No Jared Verse. No Nate Wiggins. No Adonai Mitchell or Ladd McConkey. Nate Wiggins and Jared Verse fall out of the first round in this mock draft. I mean, how many guys are out of the question for the Packers, legitimately? Chris Sims of NBC Sports mock draft. J.J. McCarthy goes 3 to the Vikings. I'll tell you what, if they're going to go up and get a quarterback, I hope they get him at 3 and pay out of the freaking eyeballs. Drake May makes it to 11. Bo Nix goes 12. Michael Penix 13. Man, I want that to be true so bad. Got the Packers taking Cooper. Jared Verse falls to 26. Terrion Arnold to 27. Brian Thomas to 28. I got to talk to Jake. I know he's cooled on Brian Thomas, but is he cooled so much that he doesn't even want him at 25? Because at one point, Brian Thomas was his dude, and I'm going to have to, like I said, I'm doing wide receivers again tonight. I don't know how public I'll make it. I just want to be able to have an opinion. But I hope I love Brian Thomas. That's all I can say. Chop Robinson falls to 29. Adonai Mitchell goes 30. Roger Rosengarten goes 31. No thank you. Jerzon Newton to 32. Another guy that almost assuredly, you know, for a while seemed like Jerzon wasn't going to be there. It's almost a guarantee at this point he's going to be there. Again, no Kool-Aid, no Jackson Powers Johnson, no Ladd McConkey. Eric Galco of CBS. Drake May to the Vikings at 3. J.C. Latham goes 7 to the Titans. Brock Bowers makes it to 18. I'm a little surprised he hasn't slid a little bit closer, but he slides, but it's only to close to 20. That's about it. Brian Thomas gone at 19. Cooper gone at 20. Jerzon 21. Kool-Aid 22. This is the spoiler draft where everybody gets taken right before the Packers. Guyton 23. Barton 24. And Amarius Mims 25. Oh, what are you doing to me? It literally went. So, I mean, you can just go straight in order. I mean, these are all guys, I mean, from the start of the freaking draft, but you can go Terrion Arnold, Brock Bowers, Brian Thomas, Cooper DeJean, Jerzon Newton, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Tyler Guyton, and Graham Barton. Just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 right there. And then the Packers take Amarius Mims. Anyways, Jared Verse falls past us again. Let's see, Jordan Morgan goes 28. Jackson Powers Johnson makes it to 29. Mike Sainra still, haven't seen him yet. Big fan of him. Again, I don't know if the size is going to be a problem. We got Xavier Worthy. I don't think we've seen him in a mock yet, but definitely a contender for the first round. Going at 31, so another potential wide receiver. And then everybody's favorite spot for Kingsley Suamataia at 32. Nate Wiggins falls out of this mock draft. Chop Robinson, not in the mock draft. Michael Penix, not in it. Adonai Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, also not in it. We got just three more here I want to go through. Nick Wright over at Fox Sports. He has J.J. McCarthy going 5 to the Vikings. Bo Nix gone at 12. I love how common that is. That little range, I mean, that's going to be big. That 12-13 Broncos Raiders thing right there, man, we need quarterbacks going right there. Terry Arnold makes it to 19. Then it's Jerzon, Cooper, Brian Thomas, Graham Barton go 21 through 24. J.C. Latham to the Packers. Nate Wiggins and Jared Verse fall past us. Troy Franklin again in the first round. Xavier Worthy at 29. No Kool-Aid McKinstry, no Tyler Guyton, no Michael Penix or Ladd McConkey. I feel like Ladd McConkey's almost never in these mocks, but because he's ranked 32 overall, maybe he shouldn't be. All right, Jeff Ratcliffe over at FTN Fantasy Football. McCarthy again goes to the Vikings at 4. Packers grab Nate Wiggins. Adonai Mitchell at 27. Xavier Worthy at 28. Got the wide receivers going. And Ladd McConkey at 32. Tyler Guyton falls past us. Kool-Aid McKinstry at 29 falls past us. Michael Penix goes 31. No Jerzon Newton in this mock draft. Last one, again, 33rd team. This time, Ari Miroff, though. I like this one because Miroff is an insider, right? This would be like if Ian Rappaport did one. Not to say he can't just be a guy with his own opinions, but I'd rather have somebody that's very plugged in whose main job is to ask people, you know, what the heck is actually going on. I don't care about my opinion. Just tell me what you think. He has the Vikings sitting and getting J.J. McCarthy at 11. Bo Nix goes 19 to the Rams. Xavier Worthy is off the board at 21. Terry and Arnold again makes it to 22. Packers again take Tyler Guyton. Adonai Mitchell in the first round at 28. My man Zach Frazier at 29, the guard out of West Virginia. Amarius Mims falls to 30. And Mr. Kingsley Suomataia falls to 32 again. No Nate Wiggins, no Kool-Aid McKinstry in this mock. So for me anyways, that was a refreshing exercise because you get so locked. I mean, how many times have we heard people call in and say, I'm just done with it, let's get to the point. And a big part of the reason is it's the same crap over and over again. What I'm trying to say, although maybe we're just kind of getting a little crazy and things are going to fall about as boring as we've been talking about for a long time, I think we have to expand our horizons on what the possible outcomes are. Not just that the Packers take some mid-second round guy, which everybody expects. I'm talking there are guys mid-first round that could fall to the Packers right into their lap. There are positions that seemed unlikely, like wide receiver, that when you really look at the amount of available people, kind of makes sense a little bit. Might want to brush up on the wide receivers and just see, you know, how we're feeling. Anyways, why don't we take our final break? We'll be right back, and we're going to do our own Packers 7-round mock draft, because why not, man? If we're not going to do them now, what are we even doing? We'll take a break. We'll be right back. All right, so I'm kind of torn in this moment whether I want to do Packers or me. I think I'm going to do me. And then maybe tomorrow we'll do a Packers thing. It'll give me a little bit more time to kind of look into some stuff. You know, obviously some things that I want to look into for tomorrow's podcast are, you know, targets. A lot of other creators have kind of worked on that already. I'm sure you've heard or seen some of them, but I want to make sure I kind of delve into some of the prospects that make the most sense for the Packers, and so we can maybe work on that then. But today, we're going to do that, and no guarantees, but I am going to do this nice and slow because I want to include trades if they kind of make sense, especially when we're talking about, you know, kind of that mid-range like we've been talking about, and just kind of see who's there, would it make sense, etc. It's actually really funny. Every single site now has a mock draft simulator, like all of them. NFL Draft Fanatics, NFL.com, Sports Keta, PFF, like Draft Buzz. if you don't have a mock draft simulator, your site is not even worth discussing. All right, let's do NFL Draft Buzz. So we'll do 7 rounds. We're going to do randomization is 3 out of 4, so a little bit more random. Rich Hill trade chart, and then we'll do the consensus rankings instead of the Draft Buzz rankings. All right, so we've gotten through, we're to 14. It's a little bit early yet, but I'm just wanting to do a little inventory here. First of all the corners still here. Quinny Mitchell, Terry and Arnold, Cooper, the whole gang, still here. All the edge rushers, as far as I can tell, maybe Verse is gone. Yeah, Verse went 12, but Dallas Turner's still here. So lots of options still. And this is one of those situations where I talked about before. It depends. Like, do you want to trade up? Depends who's here. Like, if I had the option to trade up now, would I? No, because there's so many options. So the next pick is Brock Bowers. Still have all my options. Kool-Aid goes 15, which is wild. The Colts take Kool-Aid. Still, again, I like Kool-Aid, but you're leaving me Terry and Arnold and Quinion Mitchell at pick 16. Now, if it was just one of them, I would maybe consider it. Like, what would it take? But with both of them sitting there, as well as, you know, other decent options. So Quinion Mitchell went 18 to the Bengals. So right now we've got Graham Barton is still there, who I like, because again, this is a me draft. I do like Zach Frazier, but I'm not doing it. Jerzon is an option. Byron Murphy is still there. That's another one that's absolutely, in fact, those are kind of the two I'm looking at where it's like something might have to happen here. Still got Cooper, Nate Wiggins. Let's just see here. All right, so we just lost Byron Murphy. So right now, Terry and Arnold is the one guy I'm looking at that's like, you shouldn't be here right now. I'm just curious what it might take to be able to get there. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to offer our second third round pick and see if they take it, pick 91. Then we would still have, so we'd move up to 20. We would still have 2 seconds in our third round pick. Plus, how many times have Packer fans begged to trade third round picks away? See if they'd accept it. All right, perfect. So they did take that. We're going to draft Terry and Arnold with pick 20, cornerback out of Alabama. And again, I don't want to hear he wouldn't be there because we just covered all that. All right. One of the perks of having gone over that already. So I missed a pretty big opportunity messing around here. Jerzon Newton fell all the way to 37, and I didn't. I probably shouldn't trade up 100,000 times, but that would have been pretty amazing to come away with Terry and Arnold and Jerzon Newton in this draft. But all right, missed my opportunity. There's only 3 picks left. Let's just see what we get left with. All right, so this is probably going to be pretty easy with Graham Barton sitting there at 41. Again, probably an unlikely scenario, but absolutely not impossible. Wide receivers, I don't think there's any wide receivers I would take over. I do like Xavier Leggett, but still, Graham Barton is the dude. Edge rushers, no. Edrin Cooper's cool and all, but all right, simple little situation. Graham Barton it is. All right, and then my bias is going to come in pretty heavy here. I let it fall all the way to 58. You know, I could probably manipulate this enough to trade back, but I'm not going to. I'm going to draft my guy, the edge rusher, Braylon Trice, at pick 58. I was kind of torn on taking maybe Cooper Beebe. I know I just took Graham Barton, but I have no issue taking multiple offensive line, even if a couple are early. But I'm going Braylon Trice. We'll see who's available come pick 88. So quick recap. We traded up and took Terry and Arnold. And then at pick 41, we got Graham Barton. And then we got Braylon Trice at 58. Also, this is kind of cool. It tracks the picks that you gave up. So in that trade, we got Terry and Arnold. So far, they used 25. That's the Steelers to get Jackson Powers Johnson. And they still have pick 91 coming up. So we'll see kind of who won that trade. At pick 88, I'm going to try to resist the urge to trade up a ton. See if I want to trade back and recoup that pick 91 I gave up. Safeties are just not a good value at this point. Linebacker would make a little bit more sense. We did get an edge rusher already. Mekhi Wingo's still there. Running backs. We got options for quite a while now. I think linebacker, I do like a lot of linebackers for a ways here, but it's a me mock. I think I'm going to trade back, man. There's so many options. I need to just trade. Bengals are offering me a pick at the top of the 7th round. and a 2025 fourth round pick to move back to 97 from 88. I think I'm going to do it. We got plenty of options. Pick up another seventh and then freaking dominate fourth round picks. So I'm going to accept that. See who ends up going in that period here. We got Sanat is gone. Cade Stover, another tight end. Devontae Walker. Andrew Phillips out of Kentucky, I do like. And I would have taken him absolutely if we didn't take Nate Wiggins. Not that we can't take another corner. I just didn't feel like with so many options, that's what I wanted to do. Brennan Rice, Blake Fisher, the tackle. Jaden Hicks, the safety, who I don't want. And Kalen Bullock, the safety out of USC. All right. So we didn't really lose anybody. So I'm just going to go ahead and pull the trigger. I'm going to take Tommy Eichenberg. I know Cedric Gray would be the much more popular option. Trevin Wallace is also a great option here. But I'm just going to go ahead and take Mr. Eichenberg. All right, we're back on the clock. Pick 126. Let's see what we got at safety here. See who's remaining. Hopefully I didn't lose too much. Malik Mustafa. Still got Oladapo there and Tyke Smith, who I think also would make a lot of sense for what we're looking for. I am a fan of Bo Braid, but I wouldn't take him over those guys. I feel like that's probably the direction that we should go. Linebackers that I like pretty well dropped out, so I feel like that was probably a good decision, although Jalen Ford is still here. We got Tyrone Tracy sitting there, obviously a very popular and intriguing individual, running back slash wide receiver hybrid type of guy, or the running backs. Will Shipley still there? I do like Shipley. Dylan Lauby is still there. He's kind of toward the top of the list. I may need to just pull the trigger on Mr. Dylan Lauby. In fact, I think I'm just going to do that because I do not want to lose him when he's just sitting here, and I am perfectly fine taking him where we're... Well, am I, though? We're at pick... Well, yeah, 126. Yeah, I'm just going to do it. I'm taking Lauby. If this is a me mock draft where everything goes exactly as I want or as best as I can get it, not taking Lauby when we had the chance would just be catastrophic. All right, so we got a corner, offensive lineman, pass rusher, linebacker, running back. We just got into the fifth round. I would not mind finding some more offensive linemen. He's way down the list, so I could wait, but I don't know that that necessarily matters. I'm contemplating Matthew Jones out of Ohio State. Otherwise, Trevor Keegan out of Michigan is a little bit higher. Also an option. I think he's a little bit better run blocker too. Might just do that. I might go, I'm guessing Drake Nugent is gone. Oh, he's not. All right, what else do we have? I mean, Tyrone Tracy is appealing. They have him as a wide receiver here. I'm thinking he leans more running back. Or, what if we went with, I'm going to cheat and get some PFF going here. I'm just curious about Walter Rouse. He doesn't have a lot of experience outside of left tackle. You know who I like? I don't even care anymore. I'm going way off the charts. I'm going to select Charles Turner out of LSU. Interior offensive lineman. He's got experience pretty much everywhere. He has not played right guard, but he played center. And then the next year was left guard. The next year was left tackle and right tackle, and then his last 2 years, he was the center. All right, and then I know exactly what I'm doing here. Again, could maybe wait, but I'm not going to risk it. We are going to, in the sixth round, pick 202, draft Trey Taylor, safety, out of Air Force. We got our deep middle of the field guy. I want somebody that's just going to come up and smoke people. He's got a relative who is one of the best safeties to ever play in the NFL. I want that on my team. All right, we have got four more selections here. Tyrone Tracy is still sitting there. I feel like I should just do it at this point. It's kind of crazy. Pick 219. He's ranked 126. I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to overthink it. Tyrone Tracy. Now we move into the seventh round. Taj Washington is interesting, but he's more of a smaller slot guy. You know who I like? That's what we're going to do. We're going to draft wide receiver Isaiah Williams out of Illinois. And then I think with pick 245, I'm going to select linebacker Darius Masaw out of UCLA. Obviously plenty to complain about with guys this late, but smaller guy that really flies around the field and potential upside there. And so our final pick at pick 255, round 7. And all right, we got our final guy here. I know what we're going to do. Another offensive lineman, very, very versatile. We're going to go with Jacob Monk, offensive tackle out of Duke. He is 6'3", 320 pounds, better pass blocker than run blocker, obviously. He has 759 snaps at right tackle, 2,300 at right guard, 539 at center, and then he's played a little bit of left guard. But as you can see, center, guard, and tackle from center to right, he's done it all. So, all right, so recapping, we traded up to get Terrion Arnold at 20. Then somehow in the second round, we got Graham Barton to fall to us. Then in the third, I jumped, couldn't wait, went and got Braylon Trice. Actually, our second round pick, which is our third pick. Our only third round pick, because we traded the other one away, we spent on Tommy Eichenberg. Followed that up with Dylan Lauby. Then got another offensive lineman in Charles Turner III. And then got Trey Taylor at safety, Tyrone Tracy to be a wide receiver slash running back, Isaiah Williams at wide receiver, Darius Masaw at linebacker, and then finally, Jacob Monk, offensive tackle. All right, there you go. I'm going to get out of here. I got to do Packernet After Dark and get prepared for tomorrow. Tomorrow's it, man. It is the last podcast I'm going to be doing before we go ahead and do the live stream and then find out who the first round pick is. By the way, please don't forget, we're going to be doing the all 3 days of the live stream. Got some tentative plans. I've been doing this long enough that, especially knowing me, making plans is just unnecessary. It's going for so long. You can reach out during the draft and just see what people are doing. Potentially, we'll be getting half-Mexican attorney Blaine on. Definitely going to have my son on. I think Jake is going to be joining us for day 3. He's going to be doing his own for day 1 and 2. Possibly get a visit from Matt Ramage and some others. But Packernet Podcast on YouTube, make sure you subscribe and get ready. We'll talk to you later. Have a good one. Bye-bye. The picks are in. The lines are drawn.